Trump reclassifies state-licensed medical cannabis, but it's not legal just yet. Trump administration reclassifies medical cannabis to ease federal restrictions on April 23. Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche reclassified state-licensed medical marijuana as a less dangerous drug on April 23, easing federal restrictions but stopping short of full legalization. The move grants tax breaks to cannabis businesses and lowers research barriers. The Trump administration moved Friday to reclassify state-licensed medical marijuana under federal law, easing decades-old restrictions but stopping short of full legalization. Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche signed an executive order April 23 that shifts marijuana from Schedule 1 to Schedule 3 of the Controlled Substances Act. Schedule 1 drugs, like heroin, are defined as having no accepted medical use and high potential for abuse. Schedule 3 drugs, like ketamine, are considered less dangerous and have recognized medical benefits. The reclassification marks a major policy shift after decades of federal prohibition. While it does not legalize cannabis for medical or recreational use at the federal level, it removes significant barriers for businesses and researchers. Cannabis companies operating in states with legal medical or recreational programs will now qualify for federal tax deductions that were previously denied under Section 280E of the Internal Revenue Code. This deduction blocks businesses from deducting standard business expenses if they sell Schedule 1 or 2 substances. This audio version was produced automatically by Global BR News.